The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back once again to our very special silsila, the special 10, in which we will be continuing our discussion inshallah azawajal with regards to the blessed lives of those 10 specific and special individuals who were given the glad tidings of paradise in this world by the blessed tongue of our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before moving on inshallah azawajal, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, when you recite salat, your name along with your identity is presented to me. Therefore, recite excellent salat upon me, i.e. recite salat with beautiful words. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we've had a brief introduction as of yet, and we've looked at certain aspects of the life of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. A very special attribute and a quality that stands out in the blessed life of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu an is his generosity, his eagerness to serve the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his love that he had in spending his wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the passion he had for that, and the desire that he had for sacrificing his wealth in the feet of our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Definitely, if we look throughout the life of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, we find many incidents in which he radiyallahu anhu gave a huge amount of his wealth for the sake of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we've heard before, the incident of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with regards to preparing the army for the Battle of Tabuk. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, it is reported about him by Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Khabbab radiyallahu anhu, that I was present in the blessed court of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who was motivating the companions alayhi maradwan for the Battle of Tabuk. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu, he stood up and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I take it upon myself to donate 100 camels along with saddles and other related provisions. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then resumed his inspirational efforts. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu stood up again. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I take the responsibility of contributing 200 camels with all the provisions. The most dignified Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam then resumed his motivational efforts once again. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, stood up once again and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, I take the responsibility of donating 300 camels with all the provisions. Subhanallah, the narrator has further reported that I saw that when the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down from his blessed pulpit and his blessed minbar, and he declared, Ma ala Uthman, ma amila ba'da hadhihi. He said this twice, that from today, whatever Uthman does, he will not be held accountable. Subhanallah. This was just one example of the generosity of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. And Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmahullah ta'ala, he says that this was what he announced. But when it came to actually delivering and executing that plan that he had, acting upon and implementing that intention that he had made, he actually gave 950 camels and added 50 horses to that as well. 950 camels, 50 horses, and then 1,000 ashrafis, 1,000 gold coins. And then later on, he further added 10,000 ashrafis. Subhanallah. Now, this is one example of the generosity of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an. And this is such a beautiful quality of his. In fact, Hazrat Abdul Rahman radiallahu an, he says that Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu an, during that time when the army was being prepared for the expedition of Tabuk, he came with 1,000 dinar in his garment, and he went and he placed those in front of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was turning these dinars, and he was saying, ما ضر عثمان ما عمل بعد اليوم مرتين, that whatever Uthman does from today, it will not harm him. Whatever Uthman does from today, it does not matter. Subhanallah. And he said this twice. Meaning, what this sentence meant was, even if Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was to commit any sort of a mistake, his action of today's will compensate for that and will be a means of compensation for that mistake. And now this beautiful way of spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran was revealed after Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he spent in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is stated that when he gave camels along with the provisions and 1,000 dinar as well, and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu gave 4,000 dirham in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this ayah, this verse was revealed with regards to both of them. It states, الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذل لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, then after spending, neither boast of favors nor endure. Their reward is with their Lord, and they shall have no fear nor any grief. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sadrul Afadil Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, in his famous work of Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, he also, under this ayah, he states that this ayah was revealed with regards to Sayyidina Uthmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. This was the beautiful way of spending that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an had. And we hear that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu an, he bought heaven twice. He bought heaven twice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once was this at the time of the preparing for the Battle of Tabuk. At that time, the donations that he made, this was once that he radiallahu ta'ala an bought heaven from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At another time is the Biruruma, the Biruruma, or the well of Ruma, the well that he radiallahu anhu bought and then gave in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslims. What the summary of the story behind it is, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. At that time, there was Bir Ruma, there was this well, and this was the only well that had sweet water at that time. There was no other well that had sweet water from amongst the wells. And this, the owner of this well would sell water to the Muslims, and the Muslims had many troubles with regards to the water. He would sell them at a costly, at quite a high rate, and the Muslims were facing difficulties. So, upon the encouragement by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu an, he bought half the well for 12,000 dirham. And what was settled was that the original owner of the well, he would have one day, and one day will be for Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu an, or for the Muslims. One day for the Muslims, and one day for the original owner and his people. So what happened was, when Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu an bought this well, and that one day that the Muslims had, they would go and they would fill up water, and they would actually, what the original owner started to realize is that when the Muslims come, they fill in water which is sufficient for both the days. So his water is not selling, nobody's buying from him. And he was starting to panic, so he said to Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu that you take the well, you buy the rest of the well from me as well. So for 8,000 dirham, for 8,000 dirham further, he bought the entire well, and he gave it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the Muslims. Subhanallah, this was the generosity of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. If we look at one particular incident during the time of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, it is narrated that there was a drought at the time of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. There was no rain, and the people came to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, and they said that it has not rained, and the earth for this reason is not giving us produce. It's not bringing forth its produce, and the people are suffering in hardship. The people are undergoing a difficult time. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, he says, go and be patient, for evening will not come before Allah Azza wa Jal grants you relief. And it wasn't long before the workers of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh, they came from Syria, bringing him 100 camels loaded with wheat and other food and provisions. The people, they gathered at Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's doorstep, and they knocked on the door. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu came out to the crowd of the people, and he says, what do you want? They said, it hasn't rained, so for this reason there are no crops. The earth isn't giving us any produce, and the people are suffering in great hardship. And we've heard that you have food, so sell it to us so that we can give it to the poor Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he says that by all means, come and buy. When the merchants, these people, they went in, and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said to them, O merchants, how much profit will you give me for what I have bought from Syria? They said, 12 in return for 10. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he says, I have had a better offer. They said, 15 for 10. The merchants said, O Abu Amr, as we discussed before, Abu Amr was a kunniya of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, the more famous one. There are no merchants in Medina other than us. So who has given you this offer? A better offer than us. He said, Allah Azza wa Jal has given me a better offer. 10 for every dirham. Can you offer me more? They said, no, by Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, I make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala my witness that I am giving this food as charity for the poor Muslims. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This was the charity of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an, that he gave in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu an, without any sort of greed, without any desire to make a profit from these 100 camels that have come fully loaded with food, he gave that to in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the poor Muslims. This also shows us what sort of mentality Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu an had, and what significance this wealth had held in the heart of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. Meaning this wealth was of no significance in the eyes of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu an, but rather the reward for the hereafter was the main thing that was in the mind and heart of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an. If we look generally at the reward of giving sadaqah, the reward of being charitable, there are many narrations that come into mind that have been narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is similar to that of a grain which has grown 7 stalks, and in each stalk contains 100 grains. And Allah Azza wa Jal may multiply it for whomever He pleases. And Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So, just like when a person gives one seed, one grain to the earth, which then gives back and it grows, and it gives him back 700 grains. Likewise is the comparison made that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the reward to 700 fold and even more, even more. So this depends on the sincerity of the person. And some of the scholars have made a beautiful point that when you give one grain to the earth, it gives you 700 back. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The earth is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you give the earth one grain and it gives you 700 back, imagine what reward you will be getting from the Creator Himself, from Allah Azza wa Jal Himself. And this is something for us to keep in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give us and will reward us for giving sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "As-sadaqatu tasuddu 70 baban min as-su." Sadaqah locks up 70 doors of evil. "Kullu imri'in fi dhilli sadaqatihi hatta yuqda bayna an-nas." Everybody will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of judgment, until the judgment will take place amongst the people. Subhanallah. Until the judgment will take place amongst the people. "Inna as-sadaqata latutfi'u 'an ahliha harra al-quburi wa inna ma yastadhillu al-mu'minu yawm al-qiyamati fi dhilli sadaqatihi." Verily the sadaqah protects the contributors of sadaqah from the heat of grave, and certainly a Muslim will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of judgment. "Inna as-sadaqata latutfi'u ghadaba ar-rabbi wa tadfa'u meetat as-su'." Verily sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal and prevents one from bad death. Another beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Bakiru bis-sadaqati fa innal bala'a la yatakhatta as-sadaqa." Give sadaqah early in the morning, as the calamity does not precede the charity, the sadaqah. "Inna sadaqat al-muslimi tazidu fil umri wa tamna'u meetat as-su'i wa yudhibu Allahu al-kibra wal-fakhr." Verily the sadaqah of a Muslim lengthens the life and repels a bad death, and by the blessings of it, Allah Azza wa Jal prevents the evil habit of arrogance and boasting from him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Just a glimpse into some of the blessings of giving sadaqah and charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, if we look at, you know, even the current modern research, it states that a person who gives to people, who's more giving, who's more charitable, He lives a happier life. He lives a more content and satisfied life. And he actually feels more better after having given it. He's less stressed. And for that reason, he has a higher chance of living a longer life. But let's say for argument's sake, that this research was to change tomorrow. This research was to be proven wrong in any way, shape or form, or it was to change. And maybe, you know, the opposite came about, even though it seems very unlikely. But even let's say the opposite came about, know that the person who gives, who's more giving, who's more charitable, is more depressed, he does not live as long a life. Even then, our belief is in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says and has said, he has been indeed informed of that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever he says, this is the thing that we believe in. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has said that the sadaqah of a Muslim lengthens life and repels a bad death. So this is something also to take inspiration. We should always start our day with some sort of sadaqah. Be it £1, $1, €1, whichever currency is used in our country. But start, even if it's a small amount of sadaqah, but let's start our mornings with sadaqah. Alhamdulillah, a beautiful way of doing so, and also serving, taking our part in the services of the religion, and in serving the religion financially, is maybe take a donation box from Da'at Islami, keep it at your house, and every morning before starting your day, place £1 or $1, or even if it's a few cents or few pennies, in that box. And then start your day. So start your day with sadaqah. And just that small, seemingly small investment will definitely build up as well. And as time passes, for example, if we were to just give £1 a day, at the end of the month we'll have roughly around about £30 in that box. And we go and give it to Da'wat Islami. Imagine if, for example, I did that and I encouraged at least 10 more brothers or 9 more brothers, so 10 included me, to do that. You know, £1 a day, 30 a month, nothing too big, nothing too much to be asking for. But if we worked together as a community, so that 30 from each person equals 300 for the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 30 from each person by 10 people, 300 that are being given in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Da'wat Islami to further carry out the services and serve the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better. So if we can really work alongside, encourage our family members, our relatives, our friends to support Da'wat Islami. Alhamdulillah, I think we keep hearing again and again on Madani channel the expenses that Da'wat Islami has. And just Madani channel itself, Jamiatul Madina, where the Alim course takes place, where brothers go and study to become an Islamic scholar, the Madarisul Madina, where the teachings of the Quran, where the Quran is being taught free of cost, even Madrasatul Madina for Balighan, the mature adults, the brothers who have grown past they've gone past the age of 15 or 18 or even like 50, whatever. But they are now who would normally be considered too old to go and sit in madrasa. Alhamdulillah, Da'wat Islami provides for those brothers as well. So if you are one of those people who wishes to learn the Quran, get in touch with your nearest Da'wat Islami center or your nearest Da'wat Islami responsible brother and see if you can go and join a Madrasatul Madina held for Balighan somewhere close to you. Subhanallah, a beautiful way of learning the glorious Quran. Also, another few habits that we need to implement into our own lives with regards to sadaqah, and we will finish on this point, is we need to keep in mind that sadaqah, financial sadaqah, is also a great way of gaining reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sadaqah has also many other forms as well. It is stated in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tabassumuka في وجه أخيك لك صدقة. Your smile for your brother is also an act of sadaqah. So get into a habit of smiling as well where appropriate and whenever possible. وأمرك بالمعروف ونهيك عن المنكر صدقة. inviting towards righteousness and forbidding evil is also an act of sadaqah. Subhanallah, if we're going for to pray and on the way, if we can also try to invite another Muslim brother along with us, or at any time when we're partaking in a beneficial, in a virtuous act, in an act which is a good act, which brings about good deeds, then we should also try to invite others as well. So likewise, when we attend the Ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, the gatherings, weekly gatherings held by Dawat Islami, when we attend, we should also try to invite others as well, inshaAllah. وَإِرْشَادُكَ الرَّجُلَ فِي أَرْضِ الضَّلَالِ لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. Guiding a misled is also an act of sadaqah. وَبَصَرُكَ لِلرَّجُلِ الرَّدِيءِ الْبَصَرِ لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. Helping somebody with weak eyesight is also an act of sadaqah. وَإِمَاطَتُكَ الْحَجَرَ وَالشَّوْكَ وَالْعَظْمَ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. Removing a stone, thorn or bone from the path is also an act of sadaqah. And finally, وَإِفْرَاغُكَ مِنْ دَلْوِكَ فِي دَلْوِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. Pouring water from your bucket into the bucket of your brother is also an act of sadaqah. In fact, in another narration, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, كُلُّ قَرْضٍ صَدَقَةٌ. Every act of giving a loan is also a sadaqah. Subhanallah. So these are the beautiful blessings of giving sadaqah, and even the different various forms of sadaqah that we've learned and heard about today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to give sadaqah in Allah's path abundantly. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, as we heard, he was ever ready to give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, when it comes to the expansion of the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid al-Nabawi, when it came to the expansion of Masjid al-Nabawi ala sahibih as-salatu was-salam, at that time as well, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu gave in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open-heartedly and contributed in this cause of expansion, the expansion of the Masjid al-Nabawi as well. So Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, indeed a great personality, indeed a great person, a great individual for us to look at, even if we can never match the status of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Even if we were to give everything that we have, we still will never be able to even match a small contribution by Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu or any of the companions alayhim radwan. But even if we cannot give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a huge amount, we should still take inspiration from the lives of these people and give as much sadaqah as possible for us. There are people in this day and age that put us off and say, you know, you mentioned the way that the Sahaba gave sadaqah, and that's such a high level and a high standard that you're setting. And people then, nobody likes to contribute, nobody likes to give sadaqah, because you're setting such a high threshold and a high standard in that sense. But the point is, when we mention the blessings, the blessed stories and the incidents of these people, the point isn't to say, look, it is only if you give this much sadaqah, then your sadaqah is accepted. No, but this is for our encouragement, that these individuals gave so much sadaqah, so at least I can do a little and give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to remember and act upon and pass on to others what we've heard today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to wholeheartedly and open-heartedly contribute in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special times of Abbas radiyallahu anhum. The special times of Abbas radiyallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas radiyallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas radiyallahu anhum.